Hello, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. It was on this date back in 1917, the American Expeditionary Forces in France suffered their first fatalities during World War I when a German plane attacked a British-run base hospital in Camiers. And I thought I might take this time to come on and talk just a little bit about America's involvement in World War I, how we got into the war, and maybe just a little bit about the American Expeditionary Force as well. But of course, World War I started in 1914. That was a affair between many of the major European powers. America really just wanted to stay out of it, at least as much as it could. It was actually transporting munitions, supplies, and money to the Allies. So in reality, America really wasn't all that neutral to begin with even, but they didn't want to declare war, at least formally, on Germany. Germany, of course, had been using unrestricted submarine warfare throughout World War I. They were the only nation with that technology at the time, and at the time it was seen as incredibly devious. It was seen as a sneaky style of fighting. It wasn't seen as honorable. It was seen as sort of a underhanded method to sink ships before they had the chance to properly respond, even though that's not usually how German U-boats would operate. In 1916, Germany and America had made an informal agreement that if America would not use its passenger ships to transport supplies to the Allies, Germany would not use unrestricted submarine warfare to sink American passenger ships. Ultimately, this agreement fell apart. Germany did start attacking American passenger ships, and as it turns out, American passenger ships were transporting munitions secretly to the Allies anyway, so that's sort of a gray area on our part. But because of this, and also a little telegram sent to Mexico from Germany that we call the Zimmermann Telegram, which basically was trying to get Mexico to join in the war and kind of distract America so that Germany could focus on the European powers without the fear of America getting involved in the war. And in exchange, Germany promised that it would help Mexico get the lands it ceded to America in the Mexican-American War back. But because of those two things, because of unrestricted submarine warfare and the Zimmermann Telegraph, America did end up declaring war in 1917. President Woodrow Wilson formally asked Congress in, I think, April of 1917. Now, once war was declared, the American Army attempted to mobilize troops very quickly, but the thing you need to remember is that America had never sent an army overseas to defend foreign soil before. It had always been a domestic issue, but this was the first time that America sent soldiers abroad, so we really didn't have a method or a system set up to do this. But the British and the French troops had been fighting since 1914, and they were sorely in need of relief, and America was just about the only country strong enough to provide the type of support that would be needed to win this war at that point. The American Expeditionary Forces were led by General Blackjack Pershing, who was designated the Supreme Commander of the American Armies. Pershing had actually taken a little trip to Europe before any troops were sent over, just to sort of assess the situation, and he was kind of floored by how bad it was. He was kind of surprised at how much of a stalemate there was, and he assessed that he needed about 1 million troops before the end of World War I. However, between 2 and 4 million American troops had made it over to Europe, depending on which source you ask. At first, the American Expeditionary Forces were mostly supplementary to British and French armies. They were sort of just there to help out where they could. But as the war went on, at about 1918, American commanders were increasingly assuming sole control of American forces in combat. As a matter of fact, by the middle of 1918, French forces were more often supplementing American Expeditionary Forces in their operations rather than the other way around. Now, it's kind of a dishonest or at least disingenuous thing to say that America won World War I for the Allies, but it is fair to say that America was a very major, very decisive point in World War I. Both the Allied powers and the Central powers had been just worn down by 3 years of ongoing war and conflict and trench warfare and wars of attrition and unrestricted submarine warfare. Everyone was getting just fatigued by this war, this great war, as they called it. America's entry into World War I was just enough to tip the scales in favor of the Allied powers, and America's experience in World War I, transporting millions of men over the ocean and getting them ready for deployment in Europe, would actually pave the way for the systems they used in World War II. It also gave America an all-important bargaining place in the after-war negotiations. And that is just a tiny a bit about the American Expeditionary Forces. By the end of World War I, they had lost about 100,000 men and suffered about 3 times that many injuries. So thank you to our soldiers and our boys over in World War I for really tipping the scales in favor of the Allied powers. The world wouldn't be what it is today without your intervention. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.